You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, I am speaking with Jennifer Smith, who is a leadership coach, facilitator, and consultant. Her company is Growth Potential Consulting, based out of the Princeton, New Jersey area. Jennifer engages leaders as coaching clients because their desire to increase their effectiveness and are not looking to their organization to facilitate their development. Also, she partners with companies who are looking to develop leaders as a way of increasing engagement and retaining talent, which drives towards greater business results. Jennifer, a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
I'm excited to be here today, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, likewise. Thanks so much for coming out. What are the characteristics of great leaders?
Well, it's interesting you asked that question, Eric, because as I work with companies who are global in nature, what I believe differentiates a leader from a great leader begins with, are they emotionally and socially intelligent? And by that, I mean, they know themselves very well, and they seek feedback from others. These individuals typically have a way of using self-discipline and emotional control to choose behaviors, like in the moment of a conversation or an action, such that they can move towards the desired outcome or result. And they're very attuned to what's going around them from a social perspective. Simply understanding what is the energy of the people in the room, what's driving the people of the room, et cetera, and look to build connections with people versus what we might know of as the old way of networking. They truly build connections because they realize the connections drive relationships. So, you know, that's one of the true differentiating characteristics of a great leader, Eric. And two others quickly that come to mind would be these individuals communicate not just a vision, but they can communicate ideas to a wide variety of audiences by tailoring their message to build connections with others. And then finally, great leaders in organizations today, they really get the importance of focusing on engagement and not just their employees' engagement, but those leaders realize and recognize that their engagement as a leader drives the engagement of their employees as well. So those would be the things that I would say are some key characteristics for great leaders today.
What drives employee engagement?
You know, employee engagement, Eric, has become a buzzword in our society. And so what really drives engagement from my perspective are four drivers. The first being, do employees have a sense of pursuing a worthy purpose for the work that they do? And so I call this meaningfulness. The second is around choice. Do they feel that they can perceive and select activities that make sense to them, that they can be a part of the process and engaged in the process? The third is how skilled do they feel in performing those activities, which is around their competence. And the fourth would be around progress. Do they feel that they are moving towards a specific work purpose? And so, you know, Eric, maybe I should even just stop here and define engagement, because I might define employee engagement different from others. And so from my perspective, I would say that engagement is the thought and the amount of energy that someone puts into completing tasks, projects, reports, et cetera, which in essence is really considered their daily work. So you can imagine that someone can be very engaged on one particular project and not so engaged on another. And what's fascinating about this is as employees understand what drives their engagement and leaders understand what drives engagement, it opens up the possibility to have dialogue between the two to increase overall employee engagement in an organization.
Well, what role do you play in the leadership development and employee engagement space?
Well, in the introduction, which was wonderful, thank you for that introduction.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the things that I do is I'm a leadership coach. And so as a leadership coach, I partner with leaders who are performing well in their role, yet they desire to take their leadership to the next level. And in some cases, that means that they want to, they want to communicate more effectively with their employees and their peers. They want to have greater executive presence in the organization. They, in some cases, want to be able to give feedback to their employees in a way in which it's inspiring for that employee to develop themselves. And so they'll partner with me to work on things like that and increase their overall effectiveness. I do also partner with the human resources functions in companies when they have company-sponsored programs because sometimes they're looking to bring in leadership coaches to help move their organization forward. Another area from a leadership development perspective is facilitating learning events such as leadership training or virtual book clubs, or speaking at different events where there might be leaders present. And what's interesting, you may or may not know, Eric, is that one of the highest demands lately coming through from a training perspective has been to help leaders develop their coaching skills. And so I've been partnering with a number of organizations there, helping to facilitate a very interactive and engaging process whereby the leaders understand what coaching is, but more importantly, have time to practice coaching in those sessions, receive feedback so that when they walk out of there, they feel competent enough to use the skills that they have developed during that day. And so those are some of the ways in which I partner or play a role in the leadership development space. And with respect to employee engagement, I really help organizations increase their engagement by focusing on the engagement of leaders. And so there might be organizations who focus on doing the survey part of all employees or others who have programs for all employees. But the value that I can really add to an organization is coming in and focusing on that the leader's engagement with a program that consists of assessing those leaders' current engagement, facilitating a learning event with them, and offering coaching to them. Because I know now, based on my experience, that the sustainability part of any program is critical for success. And coaching plays a wonderful part and role in ensuring sustainability. And so those would be some of the ways in which I play in both of those spaces, Eric.
Today we're joined by Jennifer Smith, who is a leadership coach, facilitator, and consultant of Growth Potential Consulting, based out of the Princeton, New Jersey area here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jennifer, coaching is becoming a much more well-known profession. What is leadership coaching, and how does that differ from, say, mentoring?
You know, Eric, a wonderful question, because even today you'll hear terminology of life coaching, leadership coaching, mentoring, et cetera. And so when we talk about leadership coaching and what I do, I actually partner with leaders to help take them from where they currently are to where they desire to be in its simplest form of a definition. And I believe that leaders are uniquely different. And so what I do is I partner with them to focus on what is the uniqueness about who they are, what is their individual greatness that already exists within them today, and then how can we tap into that to actually create greater success for them? So in summary, leadership coaching and the process that I use is really facilitating a process which helps leaders identify the possibilities and options that are available to them so that they can make choices in that moment that best support them achieving their desired results. And so how leadership coaching is different from mentoring is that mentoring is something where there's an individual who acts as a role model for others or for another. And this person, you know, they pretty much have been there. They've done it. They help to show someone the ropes, so to speak. And so it's very useful in helping people understand an organization's culture, the dynamics of a team, so to speak, to recommend career options, even suggest people in the organization who someone might need to speak to because they have specific knowledge. And so both coaching and mentoring are helping modalities that are available to leaders, and I feel that they both play an integral part in a leader's development. Leadership coaching, slightly different from mentoring, but they both serve a purpose, Eric. So hopefully that will answer the questions that some people might have about the differences between the two.
Very well said indeed. Now, how are you partnering with clients to develop great leaders?
Yeah, really excited about the number of opportunities to partner with clients and doing so and everything from going in to help their leaders build and grow their coaching skills and become more effective. Also partnering with clients around the concept of leadership engagement and really drilling down and understanding what is that engagement today. And what are the steps that can be taken to increase that leadership engagement? And the third is a main area is really focusing on what are other options that can be available to leaders to help grow them in ways that we might have used before. So an example of that is a virtual leadership book club that I've started, because a lot of people that I talk to these days, they'll mention, you know, I miss being able to attend a book club, but I don't have time to drive to the bookstore or to someone's house. And so really put together this concept of a virtual leadership excellence book club where leaders come together and read a book over the course of, you know, 3 weeks or so and share ideas and concepts, do some action planning with some workbooks, and then can take that back into the workplace to increase their effectiveness. And so those are just a couple of ways that I'm partnering with clients along with the leadership coaching element.
Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Growth Potential Consulting online.
Certainly. Your listeners can actually go to www.growthpotential.com. That's www.growthpotential.com. And on that site, you will see upcoming events. We have some things that are on the horizon, so feel free to register for any of those, as well as you can learn more about myself, the company, and the processes that we use, because we do also offer assessments to people, such as the Myers-Briggs, Spiral B, et cetera. So feel free to check us out there.
Definitely will. It's been really good to catch up with you. She is Jennifer Smith, who is a leadership coach, facilitator, and consultant of Growth Potential Consulting based out of the Princeton, New Jersey area. And the website of reference, once again, is growthpotentialcons.com. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It was my pleasure.
And it was ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
I think one of the keys there is that you're attempting to identify a need, not just creating a product or service. And that was certainly the case in our situation, is identifying a need and a really good solution to fulfill that. And I think that that has to be one of the keys.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.